Yeah, investor meeting, and I would request Mr. Parsi Avari to
Okay.
address you and brief you. Can you hear us all?
हेलो। चलो हैव अ नाइस टाइम।
क्या
आई विल लेट इट।
कुछ आंसर है? इस बोलो स्क्रीन खोल जा।
हेलो,
यू कैन स्टार्ट।
या कैन यू?
या गुड इवनिंग एवरीवन, होप यू ऑल डूइंग वेल। माय नेम इज पर्सी अवारी एंड टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ मजदा लिमिटेड अबाउट दी कंपनी इन जनरल, आवर ऑर्डर बुकिंग्स, आवर prospects for the financial 24-25, and feel free to ask questions as and when you want to. So shall I start?
Yeah, just sharing the screen.
On the mute कर रहे थे, देखा मिली हो?
हाँ
या या सो आई विल जस्ट ब्रीफली टेक यू थ्रू अ फ्यू की पॉइंट्स। The first is, let's start with the orders on hand. Domestic orders, including spares for the vacuum systems, is around 70 crores right now. Crawl Reynolds, that is, Crawl Reynolds are our American partners. They have right now orders of 7 crores on us. Then we have a division where we sell air pollution control equipments. There we have got orders worth 3.5 crores. Then there is another vertical where we make evaporators, multiple effect evaporators. And in that department, we have got orders around 34 crores. And spares are for Crawl Reynolds for air pollution, multiple effect evaporators, and certain spares for vacuum systems as well. So that is around 1.5 crores. This total is around 115 to 116 crores orders on hand currently we have got. And I've just given you the breakup of all the different verticals so that the picture is more clearer to you. Yeah, the cycle, that is the delivery period for majority of the vacuum systems is around 3 to 4 months, while that for the evaporator division is 4 to 5 months. This 3 to 4 months is also the delivery period for Crawl Reynolds orders that are placed on us. It includes the orders of Crawl Reynolds also. Okay, so as far as that is, as far as the orders are concerned, we have definitely we are getting constant flows of inquiries from various segments of the industry, and these segments include pharma, chemical, agrochemical, edible oil, ethanol plants, that is bioethanol, is a very lucrative business for us right now. Then of course power, petrochemical, and refineries. However, as last time and maybe year before that also, as I continue to tell that our majority of the business is from edible oil refining and from the power industry, thermal power industry. Each contributes around 25% of the revenues as far as the vacuum systems division is concerned. And in the case of evaporators and air pollution, it is mostly agrochemicals and dyes industries which dominate, but now even a few pharmaceutical industries. So the both have got some cloud segments which overlap and some which are very exclusive to them. Like edible oil is not in the evaporator division, and power is also not in the evaporator division. Likewise, dyes is not in the vacuum division. Some of them do, however, overlap. Now, due to various reasons, this is the first point that I would like to highlight, that though we have got a healthy order booking and though we are constantly getting and regular getting good amount of inquiries, there are certain factors which have contributed to our first two quarters not being very good as far as the results are concerned. This is mainly because the clients have failed to lift the products that have been made ready as per the contractual delivery periods, but due to lack of funds or due to project execution or due to their export commitment because of all these conflicts or because of the high freight cost, sea freight cost, they are not able to dispatch, buy from us and export wherever they have to. And this has led to a drop in our shipment. Also, our boiler, after 4 or 5 years, we have to completely dismantle and maintain it, make it into good running condition. So it happened this year, and we lost precious 15 to 20 days because we could not performance test our products, and that also contributed to a certain degree to the less sales. However, we do expect that this financial year, that is 2024-25 results, in terms of dispatches as well as in terms of profitability, we will be able to match that of the preceding year, 2023-24. If we don't exceed, at least we'll match those results. And those results were quite healthy and quite impressive. So those will be matched. Also, we are regularly discussing with our partners, USA, and during the recent discussions, they also informed to us that they have got good and strong flow of inquiries, which could convert into more orders to Mazda. So as far as Crolles and all is concerned, we might get a sudden surge in the orders. Red line nikal jaye bachi. Okay. And now, though we restrict ourselves from exporting vacuum systems to avoid intercompany competition, we are free to export our other products like surface condensers, evaporators, feed water heaters, and we are trying to find good agents in certain countries like Malaysia or in UAE to help us export these products, though we have not really put in a 100%. Maybe in the coming months after December, we have plans to really intensify our efforts to finding out good agents. But as of now, that export directly of these products is lagging behind. Now, just to give you the brief, the vacuum systems market, Indian market is around 200 crores, out of which we are enjoying a market size of around 70 to 65 crores or 75 crores out of 200 crores. Evaporators is around 400 to 500 crores, and there we are just enjoying a market size of around 60 to 70 or 75 crores at the most. Air pollution control equipments, which include Venturi scrubbers, PAC towers, basically for air pollution control. There we expect our size of order booking to our dispatch to be around 6 crores. So there is a scope of upward movement as far as the evaporators and air pollution control equipments are concerned. Significantly, there is a scope for us to increase our market share and also to a certain extent, even for the vacuum systems division. Our major competitors, I have written this because many of you have asked who are your major competitors. So in Indian competitors, I would say. So in ejector systems, it is Newfield, Chem Process, GEA, HK Industries. In evaporators, it is Alfa Laval, Praj, GEA, Moj, Chem Process, Ketov, SSP, that is stainless steel, Faridabad. So these are our competitors. I have not mentioned about air pollution control because they are more basically all those FRP manufacturers. Whoever makes FRP equipments is into air pollution control equipments. So I have not named them, but all those who make tanks in FRP or columns in FRP give air supply, air pollution control equipments also. Now, another idea that I would like to share with you, or view that I would like to share with you, is that the market size definitely of evaporators is much larger, more than double of that of vacuum systems, and we could have an upward movement, or we are seeing an upward movement as far as evaporator division is concerned. But you have to remember that basically these evaporators are for recovery of water from industrial effluent, which is wastewater, and therefore the profitability of this particular product is considerably lower than with respect to that of vacuum systems, which are basically used for process application, though the market size of that is lesser. But it's so in evaporators, the volume is bigger, but the profit is lesser. In vacuum systems, the market is smaller, market size is smaller relatively, but the profits are relatively much better. Okay, but both these products are beaten by the export that we do by through Crawlrolls USA, because they give us very good, extreme good prices. Since they are in, they these products go to countries like US, UK, Germany, where the buying power of the clients is more, and correspondingly we get a much better price. So that is the most healthy division, I would say. And we are in talks with Crawlrolls to divert as much of their orders to us, then getting them fabricated in China. And they are also agreeing on this, that they will slowly reduce fabrication in China and in US and try and give more orders to us in India, because they are quite satisfied with our quality, our timely deliveries, and also because we help them and assist them in troubleshooting or commissioning for all their sites worldwide. We try and send as many times our engineers to even countries as far as Brazil or Australia on their behalf. So giving them support in terms of after sales is also helping us to convince them to divert more orders to Mazda instead of getting them fabricated in China or in some local US factory. John. However, having said this, the competition for all the products has become quite intense, and more competitors are entering in the field, not only local, but even from overseas, because there is a hype created that India is the fastest growing country economically, and therefore all the overseas companies have their eyes set on India, and they are trying to set up shops in India or trying to collaborate with local manufacturers. So it is, yes, it is becoming difficult day by day. The market size is increasing, yes, but the rate at which the competition is increasing is much more. So that's a case of slight worry for us, but the only thing that we can is in our hands is to give good quality, timely deliveries, and see that our customers are happy, and we are quite successful, touch wood, in this aspect. Okay, another viewpoint I wanted to share with you, because many of you have asked, is that our current setup can generate a revenue up to 250 crores as far as the engineering division is concerned. Maybe once we cross 250 or 260 crores, we might require a larger setup for the engineering division. Okay, so this sums up our current operation. I have tried to answer almost all the questions that were sent to us. But yeah, then feel free to ask us any other questions that you feel you still require clarifications for. Now, coming to different areas where we are trying to focus, because as I said, the only way to grow is to diversify and enter into newer segments and newer markets and newer products. So this is a small brief of some of the products that we are trying to venture into. Right now, they might be small, or the revenues generated from them might be insignificant, but in the coming couple of years, maybe 5 years down the line, they will contribute significant towards the growth of the company. One of the product that is the smart rod system, we have already started receiving orders from very prestigious companies like Coca-Cola. They are extremely Hindustan Coca-Cola. They are extremely, extremely happy with our product, and they have put up our case of this product at their head office in Atlanta for incorporation in all their factories worldwide. So we are keeping our fingers crossed. If with just one client, we might be able to achieve the target that we have set for this particular product, smart rod, which is a non-chemical anti-scaling and descaling equipment. And even Aditya Birla has found the performance of our product to be very encouraging for their plant. We are in talks with Reliance, Jamnagar, as well as Reliance, Mumbai, both are in active talks with us. Even other large companies like Adani have given green signal, or BKT has given green signal to install this particular product in their plant. And therefore, we are quite optimistic about this product, that is smart rod, which is non-chemical anti-scaling and descaling equipment. The other few products that we are trying to enter into, I might not discuss much in detail because they are still in the developing phase. Ion exchange membrane, this is the first of its kind initiative in India. And this is used for EDI and EDR systems, again for recovery of water, but they are far, far more efficient than even reverse osmosis or RO. So but we will launch this product maybe in a year's time, not right now. Then there is advanced evaporation system where we have got a patent. We have already received the patent, and it's a different type of evaporator. MVR plus PVR combined system, no one else I think makes in the world except us. There are certain advantages, not very significant, but advantages here and there, and wish to capitalize on these advantages that this type of advanced evaporation system enjoys over the conventional system. And this could lead to a small increase in the order bookings of the evaporator division. Then there is a high gravity based equipment, which is for capture of CO2, SO2 and ammonia. And though these are early days, this is a very, very lucrative product as far as the refineries or other fertilizer plants are concerned. This we expect to launch in the year 2027. And then there is another chemical-free CIP, that is chemical-free cleaning-in-place solution for the dairy sector. In dairies, because of bacterial growth, the equipments have to be kept clean or have to be cleaned every 6 hours. And for that, they use a large amount of chemicals like caustic or even acid to clean all their equipments in dairies. Every 6 hours they do. Now, this is without this, this product can create a solution which is chemical free and therefore can substantially reduce the cost of carrying out the CIP without generating any effluent. This we expect to launch at the latter half of 2026. So these are the new type of products. Others are, we are exploring hydrogen based technologies, desalination, but those are not worth discussing right now. Because hydrogen we started and stopped because very large companies like Adani and Reliance and other companies have jumped into it, so we have put it on the back burner. And we are concentrating on the above three new products or four new products that I mentioned. So even if one of them clicks, I'm sure it will give a good boost of around 20-25% to our growth. Now, I hope I have covered or I have been successful in covering and answering all the questions and giving you a brief about what Mazda is and will be doing in the coming years. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Now, Ms. Shanaya, please have a chat with the investors.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see a few familiar names, I think, from last time. Hope you're all well. Just a quick brief from my end. We had targeted revenue total turnover of about 30 crores for the year ending March 2024, which we were able to achieve, and we are very on track for our new target for the year ending March 2025. I had a question about full capacity utilization. With a single shift, our full capacity would be at about 60 crores, but that's with a single shift. What we had done with the previous facility was added on more shifts. Did we need a production expansion? So with a single shift, would be about 60 crores would be our full capacity utilization. We are still our bottom line is still a little suppressed due to the effect of depreciation, but I think that will be stabilized within the next 3 to 4 years for sure as our top line pulls it up. If you can see from our last quarterly results, we've already done much better compared to the year. In the previous quarter in the last year. So we can already see that as soon as our top line sort of goes up, the suppression due to depreciation is largely negated. We're sort of doing more of the same thing. For us, it's sort of repeat every year in terms of launching new products slowly, opening new markets and customers, mostly with the same product line that we have. And also capturing more of a share in the Indian market. I mentioned this last time, but we have set up distribution teams in Delhi and NCR and also have now opened Gujarat. We prefer to go state by state because, as you know, any sort of marketing and presence in India is very expensive. So we do want to sort of maintain a healthy bottom line, and we're doing much better than a lot of the FMCG companies who sort of only have a very low single-digit profitability margin. So we want to keep it slow and make sure that our bottom line stays equally healthy and not sort of jump the gun in terms of investments. Having said that, we have opened new markets. We have new customers. We're also looking at a couple of larger projects, which are in terms of collaborations, which are still underway. So I don't have much to say until those are finalized and that comes through. We are still working on the ready-to-eat market segment, which we should have ready again within the next 6-8 months. It's just a long process from idea to finally having it in the market. We have increased our team. We have been doing this slowly. As I said, we have opened up the Gujarat sector, so we have a distributor, a super stockist, et cetera, et cetera. And our products, it takes about a good 2-3 years to have the brand and the product established in the market, but we are well on our way to doing that. That's actually all from my end, unless there's any specific questions. I mean, I'd be open to answering them when we take the questions.
Sure, ma'am. Thank you very much. Now we can open the platform for the question and answer.
Hello.
We can take the question and answer one by one. So please raise your
Hello.
Hand if you have any questions.
Can I start? Sunil Kothari here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can start.
Oh, thanks for this opportunity and good evening all.
Good evening.
Hi, Mr. Pasi. Thanks for the opportunity. It's really interesting to listen to you on talking on the new products development opportunity. I've seen last exhibition, I think we presented about this smart road products in Bombay. So if you can a little bit talk more about our R&D and this new product development effort, our team, what type of investment we are making and doing, and how you see. I understand it's very difficult to predict the possibilities of revenue from this, but if you can little bit more talk on this efforts and our team building, whatever we have done for exploring exports opportunity, overseas opportunity, and domestic opportunity. This is the only question I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I am assuming because I could not hear you properly, you are talking about the smart rod system. Do you want me to elaborate more on the smart rod system?
Yeah, sir. My point is the way we have taken this time efforts of showcasing our capability at the last exhibition, as well as now you've spoken about other products like ion exchange membrane production possibilities, the operation systems, new air pollution control system. So we must have invested for product development, our R&D. So how big is our R&D team, development team? What extra efforts and revenue, I mean, investment we are making? On those side, it will be really helpful.
Yeah, so it's an interesting question, but what happens is that all these three products that I mentioned, or especially the smart rod system, is completely different from the current products that we are right now doing. So we are in the process of employing different people from the different fields who are water technologists or who have experience in selling RO or selling other, say, softening plants. So we are trying to team up with agencies who sell these products, and we are trying to build our marketing team, because the existing setup of engineers can't really market this product, which is very different from the conventional products. So we are right now partially successful in it, as this is as far as the marketing is concerned. It is difficult though, because it's completely new line for us also. We are into equipment selling, while this is more of, you know, utility area, and we are trying to do as much as we can. As far as R&D is concerned, this is an ongoing process. So we have invested, or we are spending quite a handsome amount, a substantial amount, in developing it, developing the transformer for it, conducting trials at various companies. Most of the learning is through our clients, where we have 1 year back, we have started installing them at the sites, and now we are starting to get the results and doing some little bit of tweaking here and there. But the results are encouraging, very encouraging. And I am also quite surprised by the results that have come in. So the R&D is not only at our factory, but at the client site also. And fortunately, because of our good reputation, clients do allow us to do a lot of tweaking at their end also. But the resources, the manpower, people, everything are separate, and the expertise is also different from our current setup. So it's a time consuming thing, but we are there, we are coming there, we are reaching there.
So great, sir. Again, congratulations for investing for new products, new development, and new team. And wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Now, moving over to Mr. Himanshu, you can unmute yourself and ask the questions.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. I have two questions. One for Percy, and the other one is for Shanaya. Shanaya, last time when you spoke about, you were worried about the slowdown in the developed markets, okay, and its impact on our foods division. What is the status and the situation currently for exports on the foods business? And how large was our last year's sales of exports and domestic business for the foods business?
To your first question regarding things happening in the macroeconomic situations, it varies through the year. So for instance, Nigeria, which is a very big market for us, had a big problem with the naira against the dollar. So that slows down our export because customers are unable to get dollars from their country to pay or just be able to convert naira to dollars. So it's a very fluid situation. Things open and close. Sudan, which was conflict ridden last year, is in a much better position. So we were able to open our exports to Sudan. So macroeconomic conditions are sort of hard to predict or control, and they have a flexibility to them through the year. Sorry, what was the second question?
The breakup of revenue between domestic and exports.
Got it. Cyrus, you may be in a better position to answer that for the last year.
Yeah, for the last year, domestic is comparatively very less. It's around 8 to 10%, whereas 90% was exports.
Okay. And this export is majorly to the emerging markets or developed markets?
No, absolutely not. We have supply all over. Depends what you sort of counter, but we have our biggest customer is in the UK. We have very strong supply to the US. We have a very big supply to Saudi Arabia. We supply to the UN. We supply to EU, and obviously all the other smaller emerging. We have Maldives. We have sort of we have supplies pretty much all over except Asia. Asia is not a very big market for us except India.
Okay. And Percy, can you give the strengths of ours on engineering side and what type of products we don't want to do, or more simple, the process of selection of products where we are trying to enter, okay, or the solutions which we are trying to provide?
So I am assuming that you are asking me that how what is the criteria for selection of the new products, right?
Yeah, selection or again rejecting also.
Yeah,
So when you
rejecting and So we are very this is a very good question. I would say no one has asked me till date, but it is good that you have asked me. See our history, if you see all our products are very limited application products. I would say vacuum systems are required in a particular type of application only, or evaporator is required only where there is wastewater. So we are limited. So we were always limited, or we are currently always limited by the applications. We are now wanting to go into products that are used across the spectrum of the industry. It could be, it could be a textile industry, it could be a pharma industry, it could be an edible oil industry, it could be any steel making industry. So these products that I mentioned to you, wherever there is steam and wherever there is water, which I assume is used in all the industries, and therefore it is not limited by the application. We are trying to identify those type of applications. So you understood. So we don't want to be limited by special type of applications. We want to go in a generic market and increase our volumes.
okay. And
Okay.
yeah, thanks. Very helpful.
Thank you.
And last year, one thing, the aftermarkets increased quite materially. Okay. I think it was 11 crore from 4.55 crore. Okay. So what was the reason for such a large increase in the aftermarkets business?
Aftermarket business means you are talking about other income?
No, in the breakup of revenue, there is spares and parts business. Okay.
One or two big orders you must have got something. I'm not very sure, but there were some exotic materials used somewhere in space. So that only did it. Nothing specific.
It's not to our product. It can be anyone can ask any parts we make it. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing significant about it. Yeah.
So it is not a sustainable revenue stream. Means.
No, 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 no. Once exotic some material comes to a space.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Himanshu. Now moving over to Mr. Nikhil, you can ask the question.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions. One is, Percy, if I look at our last year AGM notes and this year, the order book is largely flat. So last year we were at 123 crores. This year again, we are in a similar range. So what is exactly happening at the industry level? And if I track a trend of the order book and our revenue booking, it seems like we used to get 40-50 crores of orders during the year, which get executed. As a result, we report the revenues, what we are reporting. So is this a trend that one is why the order book is slower? And secondly, over this order book, what is the kind of additional revenues we get for the year? As a result, the revenues come to around 195 to 200 crores last year. So, or on a history of 1.4 to 1.5 times of the order book, starting order book.
So historically, if you see our order booking since last 5 years has always been like 90 crores to 120 crores. There is no precise reason for that, I would say. I also sometimes wonder, like you wonder. Yeah, but it has always been in this range, and coincidentally, even right now, it is like this. Though if we had one or two big orders just before this meeting, it could have crossed 130, because we are expecting some very big orders right now, especially from the solar industry. Some 2-3 orders are under negotiation as far as the evaporators are concerned, and we could have got 135 crores, but unfortunately we are right now at 115 or 120 crores while we are speaking to you. Yes, the market is tougher, as I mentioned to you in the presentation, that too much of competition, simply too much of competition. The rate of growth of competition exceeds the rate of growth of the market. And with India being the shining star right now, all the overseas companies also are now jumping and coming to India and opening up shops and offices in India. Definitely it is affecting, and that is why we are hard pressed to identify new areas and new products, so that we constantly grow, though not at a very large scale, but even at a small, modest growth, but we still have to grow. So that has led to new innovations also. Okay. But it is tough. It is tough. Yes, it is tough right now.
Okay. And secondly, on this anti-scaling product, if you can just talk about the cost-benefit analysis versus what is currently there and how our product is different and what kind of a benefit a customer is achieving from our product, and versus the substitutable substitutes which we would be replacing, what is the price differential between our solution versus what is existing there?
Okay, existing are all chemical based solutions where you add nitric acid, where you add sulfamic acid, where you add caustic. All these are agents that are used to remove the scale and the fouling. And you have to remember that as per law of nature, whatever you put in has to come out. So all these chemicals that you add naturally have to come out, and they come out in the form of effluent, which is very difficult to treat and very expensive to be given to CEPTs, that is a common effluent treatment plant. So it is, first of all, it is generation of effluent, which we are avoiding by installing smart rod, because it does not use any chemical. That is the first thing, reduction of effluent, reduction on load to the EPPs. Second is reduction in the cost of the chemicals itself. Chemicals could, in a small, moderate size factory, the chemicals that they have to invest in exceeds around 70 to 1 lakh rupees a month in a small or moderate size factory, and then you have to store the chemicals, you have to have additional manpower to handle these chemicals, all this thing goes off. And the third or the fourth most important thing is that you don't need to stop your plant to do the cleaning or to add the chemicals. By installing our smart rod systems, it is ensured that your downtime reduces. Sometimes the downtime costs a crore of rupees. If you stop a plant for even one day, you lose production to the tune of a crore, or maybe more or maybe less. But that also is avoided. So all these factors have to be taken into consideration while comparing it with the capital cost that you incur while installing this smart system, for which you don't have to stop any process. It is in line. You are not stopping any process to install this. So we did analysis at all these other companies that I mentioned. And in few cases, the payback is like 1.5 months. In some cases, it is around 6 months. Or in small companies, it could be a year's time. But it is, don't look at it just from the payback period, but look at it from the downtime. You are stopping the downtime. You are stopping effluent generation. You are avoiding storage place for the chemicals and so on. Thank you.
Conceptually, this product looks, as what you have discussed, looks very exciting. What could be the challenges in terms of acceptance of this product? Because the application area would be pretty large for this product. So what could be the challenge?
The challenge is very, very, very unique. There were companies who came in this line with different technologies years back, who have spoiled with different technology, not the technology that we use, have spoiled the reputation of this non-chemical product. That is, so it is, first, it is a barrier that we have to break, telling them, explain them that this is a complete different technology. So that is the first point. Second is that the results are not instantaneous. Okay, so we have to install these and the results come after 3 to 4 months or 5 months for the clients to really see it. So that is the second point. Third point is the client does not believe what we say and he thinks that it is not feasible to do it. So that these three combinations add up to our slow penetration of the market. But I am sure by the process of word of mouth and by the wonderful results that we have just started getting in, this could ease, the barriers could ease, and we will have a good future as we anticipated in the coming years.
And just last question, you discussed in the initial presentation and also in our annual report, to the previous question also, that we are trying to go into volume products. If we have to understand what is the total target market segment we would increase from where we are today. So today when we talk about it, it's around 700-800 current crore kind of a market where we are operating. Based on all the products and all we are working, does this 800 expand to 2000 crore, 2005? What is the scale of market?
Hypothetically speaking, there is no limit to this market because, as I said, all these new products will be used wherever there is a boiler and a cooling tower. And I believe that each and every plant has a boiler and a cooling tower. So there is no limit to it. But we have kept a modest target of increasing our turnover by 10 or 15% with these new products in the coming years. But there is no limit to this market.
Sure, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nikhil. Now moving over to Mr. Shaukat.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Wanted to understand little medium term to long term perspective and travels of the company, both in the food division as well as in the engineering division, where with all these good products that you are working on, after launching these products, where do you see yourself moving towards what kind of number and margin, revenue number and margin we can reach, let's say, in 2, 3 years perspective?
Shanaya, shall I go or you want to go?
No.
I mean, I can cover my side. I mean, as you can see, as from the food side, we're expecting a sort of average of 15% to 20% year-on-year growth. So I mean, we'd like to grow more and faster, but that needs more capital. So we just want to hold on to our growth right now. For us, the most important is pulling up our top line for now, as in the medium term for 5 years to ensure that depreciation isn't affecting us as much.
And the margin side, let's say EBITDA margin that we can maintain in the food division on a steady state basis.
That would change also on the basis of what we've done for that year. Cyrus, you can take the question.
I think we have more or less maintained the margin, so I think we will be able to do that.
Yeah, Mr. Ali, as far as the engineering division is concerned, it's like this, that if we reduce our profitability, we can have a surge in the order booking, but which we are not wanting to do. First is that. So keeping that in mind, we expect a moderate increase of growing generally by 10 or 15% or at the most 20% for the coming 2 to 3 years. But once these new products take a, I mean, come up and they are accepted by the market wholeheartedly, then there is, I would say, then you'll have an exponential growth. All I can say on that right now.
Yes, I agree, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Now moving over to Mr. Varun.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, just 2, 3 questions. Firstly, Shanaya, in terms of driving business from overseas, how easy or difficult is it for you to manage business from abroad? What challenges do you face and how do you deal with the same?
I mean, I've been doing it for 14 years now, so we sort of have a system in place. I have a much bigger team. Driving business from abroad means it also helps to be in a central location to be able to do and go to places where I need to be. So it's a sort of keeping a working system running, so to speak. We also have a much bigger team, which I coordinate with, which is very helpful. Yeah. There's a lot of disturbance from your end, yeah.
Is it better now?
No, I think.
No, not quite. Yeah, maybe if you have a mobile device or something like that, that's searching for network. Yeah, it's gone now, yes.
Yeah. So second question is on the engineering side. I think we have good engineering and servicing capabilities, and you did speak about that. So, but in terms of marketing and branding our capabilities, or let's say our initiatives around bringing in new business or increasing our visibility, what are we doing there and how do we see our front end at the moment and how do you look to strengthen the same?
Yeah, so we have recently signed up with LinkedIn. We have got professional, we are regularly now uploading articles on LinkedIn, and you will see fresh inputs from Mazda on it. We are trying to employ engineers, local engineers, work from home in far off places like Vapi or maybe deep somewhere in Maharashtra to penetrate into the industrial zones. But touch wood, we enjoy a very strong brand reputation. Mazda is identified with good quality products and is in the league similar to that enjoyed by large companies. So profitability wise and other respect wise, we enjoy a good amount of respect from the clients. But we are definitely making up, we are coming up with a new website. So we are doing, we are now being more visible on LinkedIn. We are employing engineers. These new products that we are launching, we are trying to have a new team which will really do ground, put in efforts to penetrate in other segments of the industries. So we are putting different type of efforts, but it will take time.
Got it, got it. And in terms of new customer additions in India, can you share some data around how many new customers we would have added in last 3 4 years
I
in
really difficult for me to answer, but we have been now partaking in different type of exhibitions, like we exhibited at Chemtex. Right now we are lined up to exhibit at Dahej. After that, there is an exhibition again in Bombay. Then there is an exhibition in Delhi. So we had stopped it some years back, but now we have started in selectively, of course, in participating in selective exhibitions. So these exhibitions lead to 3 4 new clients every time that we exhibit. So every year we add around, now with exhibiting and now with LinkedIn everything, we are adding 10 15 fresh brand new clients to our list.
Got it. And we've been looking to expand our product base to grow business. So how do you measure the success of new products launched in last 2 to 3 years, and the revenue share from these products? Yeah.
One product we have launched, and that is the smart rod. Unfortunately, it is not very significant that I would like to speak about, but yes, we have got we have started getting orders from large companies. In the coming 6 months, we will see significant growth in that new product that we have launched. The other products are our existing products, and for which I have already spoken.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Varun, thank you very much. Now moving over to Mr. Uttam.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on the capacity side. As you mentioned, we would peak out around 250 or 260 or crore revenues. So just wanted to know how much CapEx we would require to expand, and would it be like a new facility, or we have enough space at our current facility?
Yeah, Mr. Uttam, it's a good question, which I or no one right now has a clear answer. But since you have asked this, 260, 270 is what we can quite comfortably do. But we have space, we have land where we can immediately start if the need arises. So we have a factory which we can immediately, which is built factory, which we can immediately start. That could add another 20 crores if the need arises. And most importantly, we have got a very large chunk of land next to the food division, which if there is a huge surge, we can put in a good amount of capital and can start a large factory over there. But I don't see it happening in the next 2 to 3 years at least.
Just to clarify, the 250, 260 he's talking about, it is without any substantial additional investment in infrastructure. It is with our current facilities.
And only as far as the engineering division is concerned, you have to top it up
Correct.
with food.
And how much maintenance CapEx do we require each year to keep our facilities in up to date and keep them?
See, fortunately, we are fabricators, basically, as far as the engineering is concerned. So if there are no CNCs involved or no sophisticated equipments involved, which really call for maintenance. Maintenance is only for the TG-MEG sets that we have, MIG sets that we have, welding sets that we have, or for the plate bending facilities that we have. Major maintenance comes from the test facility that we have, where we have boiler, where we have got cooling tower, and we have to test each and every product of ours. Other than that, I do not see, or the results do not even show significant amount being spent on the maintenance.
Great. And Shana, this FMCG segment we operate in, it is bound to get competitive as we increase in scale and margins. For many companies, margins have seen pressure after some scale. So, is there any niche products we are trying to enter, or small categories we are trying to enter, or
No,
are we
not
trying?
no niche products at all, because that's very limited, as you said. There's where you feel the most of the squeezed. We are targeting the mass market with also with the increased competition. Remember, with India, we have the benefit of scale, and larger segments of the population open up as they move from their economic social status into a consuming segment. So we've seen this trend with India where despite again, I'm not talking about niche products, I'm just talking about mass products like ours, where there is that offset where we also have the added benefit of segments of population or even just smaller cities, et cetera, opening up and becoming consumers which weren't before.
Okay, thank
Okay.
you very much, Mr.
Thank you.
Uttam. Now, Mr. Anuj, you can have two or three questions.
Yeah, two questions. One is, Percy, historically, we have been challenged by limited after-sales income from our segments. Does the new products partly address that situation, or they continue to be a one-time transactions? That's question number one.
Yeah, they continue to be, unfortunately, one time.
They will continue to be one time installation type of equipments, no moving parts.
Okay. But when you spoke your mind on the new product selections, it's a great thought that we want to be more generalistic. But any more thoughts into, repetitive engagement with the customer? Now that's question number, that's just a follow-up. And also, what we've seen in the engineering businesses is good businesses have actually managed to increase their market share because customers have demonstrated appreciation for better quality products. Do you see that happening in either evaporators or vacuum systems?
That happened for a certain duration of time in the last years, but now clients are, getting so much of vendors who can supply the same product that they are taking advantage of the situation, I think. And all the vendors are becoming competitive. So it is right now, India is a very price-sensitive market. And if someone drops their prices, the purchase guy will automatically go to him. And more importantly, right now, all these reverse tenders or reverse auctions are being put in place, and they do not give any weightage to the quality or the past experience. It is just on the basis of L1. So that is one of the bad or not so encouraging things that have happened. The reverse auctions where it is faceless and where it goes purely by the price. So unfortunately, again, both your questions, I could not give a positive reply.
All right, no problem. Thanks for this. And Shanaya, just one question on the new product segment, which is ready to eat. What is the market looking like? And could it have a better profitability profile than the existing business? Thank you.
Not necessarily better, no. I think with the general the segments we are in, we're not looking at really big margins because again, we don't do niche products. So we're not making protein bars, et cetera, which usually can have a 50-60% markup. We're not interested in niche markets at now. So no, we would be looking to maintain at best our current profitabilities, but just our focus is on volume with our products always.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much,
Thank
all.
you.
Now we can have a concluding remarks from our chairman, Mr. Mohit Kharija, sir.
Yeah, I think you have heard Percy and Shanaya both. What Percy described is that the first two quarters were a little slow because of the problem at the customer's end or the clearance or because of shipping problem. But hopefully, as Percy has said, that in the whole year, we'll be able to catch up with the balance. And as Percy already told, that order booking, wherever it is today, during election time, it has slowed down. And hopefully, it should pick up once again because more clarity has come, because the continuity and everything is there. So we should be able to see that we give the same performance year on year. And on the food side, since the factory has been up and running in the current year, as Shanaya said, that she expects to have 10-15% growth. And next year onward, since everything is in place, we will have a growth, and hopefully, she should be able to achieve 60 crore turnover in 3 years' time. which is the full one-time capacity, though there is enough space there. So it is a question of installing additional machinery. And as you know that we are sitting on a good amount of cash, so that should not be a problem. Increasing on engineering side also, a capacity, we have a land available, we have a building available, and we have money available. So as and when, if required, we will be able to do it. The new product, what Percy had told you about the smart role, if it succeeds, then we have a very good market share there because no one is making it. And as Percy has said, that Coca-Cola has already purchased from us and they have forwarded to their head office recommending that this should be made in all their plant. And this is something, a unique product. And if it clicks, then we will have a good number on that side of the new product. Other products are under design and development. And gradually, we'll start adding one back. Hope all of you had a good investing in Mazda and hope to perform better in interest of all the shareholders. And let us prosper together.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much all. And request all to attend the AGM, which is on 9th September, 12 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.